Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Preffy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 79th Venice International Film Festival and the 19th edition of Giornata degli Autori. I'm with Steve Buscemi, director of The Listener, the closing film here at the Giornate. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
So I have to say that this film stayed with me, as I was telling you before the interview, because it felt like I was being listened to as well. So is this also the reason why you decided to adapt Alessandro Camon's script?
Yes, I got it as a screenplay. I think he first wrote it as a play, but he worked with our good friend and producer and director, Oren Moverman. And the challenge was to make it cinematic, you know, because we're only seeing one character on film. But when I read the screenplay, it had such humanity, and I think touches on so many things that we're all going through. And it was an easy decision on my part to want to be involved. We were so lucky and grateful to have Tessa Thompson come on board, and her performance is sublime, you know. But all the actors, that you hear their voices, just added so much to the whole film. And this one was really special.
I'm going to jump to Tessa Thompson then, because okay. Let's talk about women. I mean, I noticed that, first of all, was it always, you know, had to be a woman protagonist in the film? Was it always from her point of view?
That's how the film was written, and I was, you know, happy to see that it was that way. And, yeah, for me, you know, everything that we needed was in the script. And then, of course, the actors, the cinematographer, production designer, they all bring their expertise, and then they really make it come alive. And it's my job to make sure all of those elements coalesce and that we're all on the same page, but that everybody is bringing something unique to the process.
In your director notes, you say that, you know, that Beth's superpower is listening, but I found that there's also another power that she has, and to see other people's assets as well. So is this something that you wanted to invite a reflection on?
Well, I think that comes through listening, right? So she's not trying to fix anybody. She tries not to talk too much. She tries to ask the right questions so that people will talk about what they're going through. And then if she can, she can offer advice or a number to call or help if they need it, you know, outside of the call. But really, she's there to be available to them and to connect with them. It doesn't happen with every phone call, but she keeps trying. You know, she has to do sort of a reset after each call and sort of, you know, shake off the call that's before her so that she could be present for the next caller. But it does have an effect on her. And I think she's very brave, and she's got a lot of strength. And she, you know, brings these qualities to her work.
An Italian director yesterday said that during the pandemic, we understood that we're all connected. And I felt that this film showed us the same thing. I mean, that I don't want to spoil, you know, the film, but still, by talking to these people, especially women, I noticed, she finds her own way to connect to the outside world as well.
Yeah, and I think all the issues that are being dealt with in the film have been with us, you know, for a long time. But the pandemic, I think, brought a lot of these issues to the forefront. And Beth, because of the pandemic, she's able to work at home, and we're able to see more of her environment, and she has the freedom to move around. It helped, you know, us, because that made it more cinematic. But you're right, you know, she's there to make a connection, and I think that's more important now than ever.
How would you define your cinematography until now, your filmography? How did your cinema evolve and change through your films as a director? Yes.
You know, I never meant to be a director. I always wanted to be an actor. As an actor in New York in the 80s, I was lucky to fall in with a group of people that were creating their own work. And so I met and became good friends with a fellow actor, Mark Boone Jr., and we used to write and perform our own work on the stage. And then when I started getting work as an actor, I wanted to continue that, you know, to not wait around for other people to give me a part, but maybe write a part for myself, write it for my friends. And so my first film, Trees Lounge, that's what that was about. It was a very, and it was a personal story. And then having made it, I thought, well, am I a director now? The only way to find out is to keep doing it. I wish I could do it more. Each time I do it, it feels like the first time because it's, you know, sometimes many years in between. I've been fortunate that on some of the TV series that I've worked on, I've gotten to direct the episodes there, so that keeps that muscle going because you really need to practice. And so, I love ensemble films, character-driven films, and films that, you know, sort of address what people are going through. And because people every day are going through a lot. And so, in a way, to have this film out there is, you know, my way of showing, yes, I'm listening, and I want to offer support.
And I felt listened, as I told you. So thank you so much, Thibaut Chalamet, for being with us and for the listener, and good luck.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 19th edition of Giornata degli Autori for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.